a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Rudy, Robert, and Mary anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Nice to have you with us this weekend. We're at the same time, same station, same host every weekend. Hope you join us to talk about travel. Robert, Mary, and I have we got a real large definition for travel. Now, most of what we feature on the show is leisure or business travel. Most mind-expanding, I hope, ennobling travel with happy endings, though we don't shy from discussing dangerous destinations. In a moment, you're going to meet an American journalist named Michael Scott Moore, who traveled from Somalia, or excuse me, to Somalia from Berlin, where he lived at the time, to do an article on Somali pirates. He was captured, and he endured 997 days as a captive. Before I get to him, let me tell you this. This portion of the program is sponsored by CarShield.com. Now, nothing can put a dent in your summer plans, your daily commute, or the back-to-school hustle like your car breaking down unexpectedly. You're hit with a huge repair bill, and the money you save for your vacation or that new household item may have to go to fix your car. Well, when you have extended vehicle protection from CarShield and your car breaks down after your manufacturer's warranty expires, you don't have to worry about those surprises. Here's an email from Cassandra sharing her CarShield experience, and I quote, "As a single mom, I have to ensure that I live within my budget. I'm not only getting the best service for my money, but a service I can trust and afford. Recently, I noticed that my car kept trying to pull to the left and that my brakes were taking longer and longer to hold. Thankfully, CarShield was able to take care of my issues, which turned out to be a bad rotor, and get me back on the road within a few days. It was super easy. They were friendly, professional, courteous. I absolutely recommend them. Thanks for turning me onto them. Travel Trio." Unquote. Listen, CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair simple. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work, and they provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, save yourself thousands in future car repairs, and don't worry about missing out this summer. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Call 800-CAR-6100 or go to CarShield.com, and in either place, use the promo code RM, and you'll save 10%. 800-CAR-6100 or carshield.com. You can also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. As I mentioned, Michael Scott Moore is an American journalist. Traveled to Somalia in early 2012, do an article on Somali pirates. But soon after his arrival, he was kidnapped by armed pirates and held an astounding 997 days in, well, wretched circumstances, to put it mildly. He joins me today for our Right Stuff segment. His new book, The Desert and the Sea, about that ordeal, has just been published. We thank you for taking time out of your weekend to speak with us. And Mr. Moore, hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you are an American, but you were living in Berlin at the time, and you had written a bit about Somali pirates before you went to that country. Am I correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And did you hope to hang out with them, interview them, talk with them? I know you had a contact that assured you would be safe, so you weren't just dropping in without any connections.
No, I had followed a trial of 10 Somali pirates for about a year for Spiegel Online, which is where I was working in Berlin. And the trial was in Hamburg, and it was sort of a historic trial. It was the first time pirates were in front of a German court in something like four centuries. So it was all very interesting to people in Europe. And I thought it was a story that people in the U.S. hadn't heard yet. And I had some sort of grander ideas for a book about Somali pirates that would focus on that story of the trial. And I went there with another journalist who'd been to Somalia before, and we planned the trip for months. I mean, we hired security, and we went along a path that other journalists had followed. So it wasn't
just dropping in to see who was hanging around, right?
No, exactly.
And what went wrong, Michael?
Well, we had security and an invitation, supposedly, from a local clan, the Sa'ad, in central Somalia. And everything went well for about 10 days, but when my partner, the other journalist, decided to leave, we took him to the airport, and somebody was waiting for us along the road. We got my partner to the airport, so he flew off safely, but it was on the way back that my car got waylaid by this truck that was full of pirates. And it turned out to be pirates belonging to the same clan. So in other words, somebody within the clan had turned on us.
You had been betrayed.
Yeah.
How, I can't imagine. I know you moved around a lot. Sometimes you were beaten. Sometimes you weren't. Sometimes you made friends with your captors. Sometimes you didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, we can't do in 8 minutes, your 997 days. But one thing I found interesting is you talked about hope. Mm-hmm. Well, almost the futility of hope and the denigrative impact of hope on you.
Yeah, hope was a problem. I mean, people have said, well, how did you maintain hope? for 2 years and 8 months or whatever it was. And the answer is I didn't. In fact, trying to cling to hope was dangerous psychologically, because the pirates have tried to encourage that. They actually tried to say, well, Michael, don't worry, you'll be out in 2 weeks, or you'll be out in a month or something. And if I believed them, then I would just be devastated at the end of 2 weeks or a month, which means that I had to learn to get away from that whole cycle of hope and despair and detach myself from it in some way, just in order to survive.
Michael Scott Moore's book is called The Desert in the Sea, 977 Days Captive on the Somalia Pirate Coast. And we're talking about a kind of travel none of us really want to ever make. Did it occur to you in all those 997 days that, sure, wish I hadn't made this trip?
Oh, yeah. Well, from the moment I got kidnapped, I think the way I put it in The Desert in the Sea is that I wanted to rewind everything, you know, as soon as it happened, because I knew it was a risk and it was the sort of nightmare scenario. And yeah, obviously, while I was there and time just sort of wore on, I thought, well, this is pretty stupid coming here in the first place.
Did they ever say they were going to kill you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, of course they threatened to kill me.
Standard operating procedure.
Standard operating procedure, yeah. They wanted to discourage a rescue attempt by the military, so they said if that was going to happen, they would kill me. They threatened to starve me to death if they didn't get the money on time. They threatened to sell me to Al-Shabaab, which is the Al-Qaeda-aligned group in Somalia.
And they were asking a $20 million ransom. Your parents obviously knew in the States you had been kidnapped, but the decision was made not to make a big publicity thing out of it.
Yeah.
In the hopes and the thought that would just encourage the pirates, oh, we can get even more money because the whole world's concerned, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think the idea was that a sort of celebrity hostage would require more money to get out. I don't know. The idea of keeping a hostage case quiet it's kind of a murky idea. I'm glad that in this case it was always my mother making the decision. So somebody in my family made the final decision and not somebody in the government. I think governments kind of like to keep these things quiet because it involves less pressure on them to do something. But in my case, both the German government and the American government were working, so it wasn't a question of upward pressure.
And you eventually were ransomed for, was it $1.3 million?
Yeah, $1.6 million. So
1.6,
my mom talked
and down. That money, your mom sure did, from $20 million. Where did that money come from, Mike?
My mom gathered that from family and friends and from some magazines I'd worked for and some institutions in the U.S. and Germany.
Wow. All right. So how has this impacted your life? Obviously, writing the book is one way, but how does it impact your life now on a day-to-day basis?
Well, actually, that lesson about hope, which is that you don't need it to move forward, is still quite useful. I mean, I don't live for the future quite as much as I used to.
Travel-wise, has it affected your plans?
Travel-wise, well, sure. I mean, yes and no. I'm not going to go back to Somalia.
Right.
I'm not going to do anything deliberately dangerous if it's if I can avoid it. I mean, I didn't go there seeking thrills in the first place. So
of course.
It was just an idea for a book that I had that sort of obsessed me after watching that trial for a year or so. But I do want to travel. In fact, I was held on the ship. After a few months, they put me on a tuna vessel that the same pirate gang had captured. And on this ship, I met almost 30 other hostages from East Asia. And I think it would be nice at some point to go over there and see how they're doing. These guys are from Cambodia and Vietnam and China.
Go over where?
To East Asia.
To East Asia,
Cambodia.
Okay.
Cambodia, Vietnam, China, and the Philippines.
But is there a post-traumatic stress disorder involved with this? Have you shaken it off? Is it always looming back there at 5 in the morning when you wake up?
Well, I got out in the fall of 2014, and I was a complete mess. I was atrophied, and my mind was not quite right, you know. But I would say it took about a year to recover back to some comfortable level, and physically I'm back in good shape, but mentally I just don't take anything for granted, you know.
Where do you live now?
I live in California.
Okay. And are you working on another book?
Yes, I am. I'm working on a novel which should keep me seated for a while.
Well, it's the kind of travel none of us hope we ever have to make. Michael Scott Moore survived it, and he's written a book about it. It's called The Desert and the Sea, 977 Days Captive on the Somali Pirate Coast. I should note that Somali pirates are sort of not as active as they used to be, but still, as Michael said, he's not hurrying back to Somalia. Mike, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to RM World Travel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.